Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com.
It's 8 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning, April 13th, 2021. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. 103.3 FM if you're listening in Durango, Colorado, and KSJE.com if you're listening anywhere else on Earth. Good morning. Good to have you here. Also, welcome to our viewers who are watching us this morning. The video stream is going live to the KSJE Facebook page and YouTube channel, and even our Twitter account this morning, at least I think it is. So we're glad that you are with us, everybody. Thank you for joining us, because coming up in the next few moments, my guest today from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, we're going to be talking about travel, some travel advice, as folks start thinking about maybe some plans that have been postponed since last year. We'll give you some advice about traveling and traveling safety, what to watch for, what to plan for, that and a lot more things that the Chamber is involved with coming up in the next few moments right here on KSJE. Then, of course, later on this hour, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment is coming up at 8:50 a.m. today, and you'll be meeting Koa, one of the pets available for adoption this week. That's the dog you see on the screen right now. That's Koa, and you'll hear more about Koa coming up later on this hour on KSJE. Next hour, Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts, and on this Tuesday, it is part of our Hope Not Hate series, and Mick is featuring music from imprisoned composers who were in prison during World War II. Some survived, some did not. He is featuring many of their music, and the man on the screen that you see right there is Irvin Schulhoff, who actually did not survive his days at an internment camp. He died of tuberculosis in 1942, but we'll learn more about him and hear some of his music coming up today on Roving with the Arts, Hope Not Hate, today at 9:06 on KSJE. We invite you to connect with us on social media in addition to our Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter pages. We're also on Instagram as well, and let's talk about the weather forecast, shall we? It is a cloudy morning here in the Four Corners, 51 degrees outside our studios here at San Juan College. The winds are blowing at about 19 miles per hour. We're expecting a cloudy and breezy day today, and there's some chances for scattered showers throughout the day as well. 66 for a high today in Farmington, 43 overnight. Windy but drier and sunnier tomorrow with a high of 73 on Wednesday and a low of 45. Partly sunny on Thursday with a high of 65, sunshine and 60 degrees on Friday. Chance of maybe some rain or snow on Saturday with a high of 59 degrees, but an overnight low of 33, and 58 with a chance of rain or snow on Sunday and an overnight low of 31 degrees. Well, let me turn to my guests who are upset about the weather forecast this morning. Jamie Church is here from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. I'm sorry that annoyed you so much, but thank you for coming in. You're worried about your garden.
I am, I know. And I'm looking at that. The rain is making me happy, but I'm looking at those 31s.
The
going,
snow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, they say don't plant till after Mother's Day, but I got all excited.
We get those warm days when it was 80, and then you think about that.
31.
Yeah, also joining us this morning, Addie Bettencourt, who is a little more reserved with the weather forecast. But
holding it all in.
Thank you, Addie. Good morning to you, and welcome back to KSJE. It's great to have you here. Yes. Great to have both of you here, as always, because there's always stuff going on with the Farmington Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
And so that's why you're both here to talk a bit about some of those events. And Jamie Church, you've got an event coming up that we want to start with that?
Yes.
And talk a little bit about that event?
Yep. On the 20th, this is the last, this is the fourth in our series from unemployed to entrepreneur. And these are Zoom events, so they're virtual. And we always have a panel of presenters who are either small business owners or they have good advice or good knowledge to pass on to people that are looking to start their own business or currently have a small business. So this time we have Lori Harris. She was recently married, and so her last name changed. And she is the owner of Lulu's Petals. And then we have Dawn with West, which is the Women's Entrepreneur Center at the college, at the Quality Center of Business. And then Erin Havens and Amy Lunn with the Food Hub. And they're going to be talking about the local, Shop Local and the Food Hub and all the exciting things. They've got a lot going on.
Right.
So if you are thinking about starting a food-related business, then this would be a great one for you to tune into. And then Melissa Porch, who's also with the Enterprise Center, is going to be talking about an entrepreneur certification class you can take online that I'm actually very excited about, and I plan on taking some classes and certifications through that. We do have an add-on that isn't on the flyer because we added him on later, and that's Jeremiah Townsend, who owns Basin Printing, and he's been involved in a number of startups and with entrepreneur and small business, so he's going to be presenting as well.
Nice.
So these cost $10 to register, but that includes your lunch. So because we have sponsors, this time it's Anytime Fitness is sponsoring the lunch, and so you pay the $10 and you get the Zoom link, then you go down to Chili Pod at 11, between 11 and 11:30, pick up your lunch to go, take it back to your office or wherever you do your Zoom meetings from. And so anyway, so we thank our sponsors and we our presenters.
Great.
What we're building up to, this is our last in the virtual series, and then what we are hoping to do is an actual entrepreneur fair sometime in either late summer or fall, depending on what we're allowed to do. And that will be all these presenters that we've had kind of putting up a table or a booth with information. We'll hopefully have some speakers talking about being an entrepreneur, things you need to know. So we're hoping to build up to something like that, as I said, either late summer or early fall.
Terrific.
That's our future goal with this whole program.
Well, and these the series. This is the last in a series, right? That you've been doing. We've been talking about that on the program. Has been very well received, I think, by folks in the community. So
And we did this because we have one of our committees is our Four Corners professionals, and they haven't been able to do as much as we normally would have been doing. We did a lot of networking coffees and our speed networking event and things like this, but one of our committee members brought up that during COVID, some people made a complete career change. He was one of them, actually.
Right.
Alan Elmore went into real estate, did a total turnaround, has been very successful with that. But some people, having all that time sitting at home, kind of thinking about what they were currently doing, or maybe they work in the energy industry and they're thinking, I really want to stay in this area, but I'm not sure if my current job will allow for that, or my company was shut down during COVID, whatever. There could be a number of circumstances.
Of course.
You're retired, you want to look at a new career. So we just thought this was great information for us to do in a really good series, and it has been very well received. So I hope it's been helpful. We've been getting a lot of good feedback. So.
Yeah, no, I think it has been. And certainly tapping into the great knowledge and expertise that we have right here in our community.
Well, and that was kind of the whole point, is we've had Carmen Martinez with the SBDC. As I mentioned, we're going to have Dawn with West. We have had accountants. We have had insurance people. We really wanted to try to provide the kind of information that anybody who's looking to start a small business needed to know, and also so they could realize what resources we have in the community that are either like free or complete, low cost to help them get started. And we're really trying to put together like a comprehensive packet. If you're looking to start a business, you get with the city and you get your business license, then you come over over to the Enterprise Center, Quality Center of Business, and say, we can say, here you go. This is what you need. We want to be business friendly and help these entrepreneurs get started and succeed. So This has been a great a collaboration between all these different entities, because we all have that same goal, which is supporting small business and helping entrepreneurs get started. So It's been really good.
Wonderful. Well, again, it's coming up on the 20th.
You can
register again, and all the great sponsors. So we thank them because couldn't do it without them.
No.
And so there you go. And of course, lunch is provided, and it's noon to 1 o'clock, so you can do it on your lunch hour.
Yes.
You get your free lunch from
Chili
Pod.
Lunch, and so the registration fee of $10 is going into the Four Corners Professionals Fund, and that will help to put on this entrepreneur fair once we get that going. So that was the goal with this as well, is to take all of this that we started with and these people that have tuned into this series, and then and kind of launch this entrepreneur fair, and maybe it can be something that happens yearly, kind of like our women's summit.
Right.
And so it's been exciting, and we do thank all of our sponsors. It's been great.
Very good. And I just want to point out for our radio audience who can't see the information on the screen that you are limited to 30 folks.
Yes.
So it could sell out if you don't register soon.
Right. And so we have the link on our webpage, which is gofarmington.com is our website. It's right there on the front. Just click register. And yes, it can sell out because we are limiting it to 30 people.
So good to know. Very good. Well, and the other reason that you're here this morning is to talk about travel, and that's why Addie is here as well, who is the director of sales at the Home to Suites by Hilton property here in Farmington. And so you know a lot about what's been going on in the travel industry, and things are opening up. I think we see some of the numbers from the airline industry, and certainly occupancy rates at hotels are going up, which is nice to see. And some folks that maybe have been waiting to travel to see loved ones in other parts of the world are saying, you know, if I've got the vaccine and they've got the vaccine, I feel a lot better about making these plans. And so things are opening up, which is exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. It's been such a interesting time because
that's a good word for it. I think that's a perfect word for it.
Yeah, I've been in hotels for nearly 10 years and never seen anything like this. You know, here in Farmington, we see that ebb and flow of oil and gas. And so there's high times and low times there. And so
I remember that our occupancy rates used to be really high.
Extremely high.
Compared to other parts of the state. And I always asked why, and it was all a lot of business travel. And oil and gas primarily.
Driving that. Mm-hmm, yeah. And so now we do still have a lot of business travel. That's the majority of what has kept us going this last year or so is our business travelers. The amount of people that come in with specialized careers to assist at the hospital, to assist at the plants and things like that. So thank goodness for that, because we really would be sitting dead in the water if we didn't have that.
For the leisure market,
so, now the leisure market is coming back. Yeah. So that's filling in those holes, which is awesome.
So what is your advice, I guess, for folks that maybe are thinking about that, of putting the kids in the van and
let's go.
Off you go, because we haven't seen grandma in 13 months.
Right, exactly. And I know that's me. I want to go see my grandmother. I haven't seen her either. And so
Zoom is not the same.
No, it's not. Not at all. Right. So my number one suggestion is plan ahead. You know, we are out of the days of waking up on Friday morning and deciding I'm taking the day off and we're going to leave for a 3-day weekend. You need to plan ahead. You need to call the hotel or hotels that you're looking at staying on your route and ask them what they're doing. Ask them what their cleaning processes are. Ask them if they're still serving breakfast, if you've stayed with them in the past and they had breakfast before.
Because that may change.
And it has changed. Mm-hmm. In many hotels, it's changed. One of the things with our hotel here in Farmington, we did keep a full hot and cold breakfast. We did stay completely staffed because of the nature of work that the travelers that we had that were staying with us, they needed at least one meal. You know, it was touch and go with our restaurants and even our grocery stores here a lot last year with the occupancy restrictions. And so we, as a management team, saw that need arise. And so we made sure that we knew what the hours were, because a lot of the grocery stores closed early. They were limited on hours. They were limited on staff.
Right.
And so we called around to check those things. We called around to find out which restaurants were still open, what their hours were, if they were delivering, if they weren't delivering, until Grubhub and things like that became available. But that's something else. You know, really only in New Mexico going to need to do that right now is what we're figuring out. Other states have been a little more lenient, a little more open, but still good to check.
Right?
Yes, hotel to hotel, because I know with Hilton's, we have what's called Clean Stay in place. That is all Lysol products. We are making sure that we are sanitizing and disinfecting every high-touch area in the guest room, remote controls, light switches. Our hotel has dishware, so everything's been sanitized in between each guest. You know, making sure that your staff is wearing masks in all public places. I know with our hotel, it is mandatory in every public place that you do wear a mask. And if you come in, we'll either hand one to you or we'll ask you to go back out to the car and get yours.
So mandatory for guests and staff.
Guests and staff,
right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the final things that we do with each room is we apply a placard. And it's a tag that says this room has been inspected, clean, and sanitized, and it's ready for the guests to go in. So nobody else has been in there. They break the seal on the door tag. And that way they know it was ready for them specifically.
Sure.
So.
And I know you can't speak for the whole industry, but many hotels are following similar, if not the same, practices as Hilton that
Correct.
You're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But folks should check, I
they
guess,
should check.
If they're concerned
yeah.
about it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, and... I'm before any of this even happened, I was already an OCD clean freak, and I traveled with my own wipes and my own sprays, and,
right.
and so, but I've been doing this a long time. I've seen the backside of things,
sure.
and so my personal preference is, you know, still do those things that make you feel comfortable. Don't fully go out blindly depending on somebody else to do things for you. You know, just take that extra step if you've been cautious for a whole year. And this is your first time out, come out cautiously. And
right.
it's okay. Nobody's going to question that. People are going to thank you for it, I think.
I agree. I think that's very true.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie, is this what you've heard from some of your other hotel
yes.
members of the chamber
mm-hmm.
and things like that, that
yes.
they're really trying to keep their customers secure, safe, healthy,
right.
all those things, and comfortable, I
and
guess,
comfortable.
Too, is part of it, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think I wanted to mention a little bit on the New Mexico Safe Certified, because
right.
we know we have that in place, and we can talk a little bit about
yes.
that hotels and restaurants were supposed to, all of them were supposed to have that training done by the end of October of 2020 if they were going to be able to increase their occupancy or open for service in restaurants. I don't know if any other state has anything like that. So again, I think that the message is call ahead. And But do you want to talk about that
yeah.
new Safe New Mexico mm-hmm. program?
Yeah.
That was something that the state has offered for free
right.
to
yes.
businesses, mm-hmm. restaurants, hotels, just
in office spaces. It's become available for any type of business or location that has multiple people in it.
Right.
So with
if you
the
go through that, you
right.
then get additional higher occupancy allowances from
right.
the state. And
right.
I'll
yeah,
stop
a lot more freedoms.
You.
You're okay. So, but it's only like 15 minutes. It's really super fast to go through it. I think a lot of people think, oh my gosh, a certification is going to take me days or hours. And it really didn't. We all took it in about 15 minutes in our hotel and got certified, got added to their list, because there is a list that your business will go on. So it's another form of marketing too. And with that, we were able to, as the colors changed, so in yellow now, where we are,
right?
We get to be at 60% occupancy.
As opposed to if you didn't have that.
As opposed to 25%.
That's a big difference.
It's a huge difference. So in red, if we were to go all the way back to red, we were able to stay at 40% occupancy, and those hotels that didn't have it had to be closed.
Right.
So it's significant. Mm-hmm. It's very significant in getting.
And it's a similar occupancy increase for restaurants.
Correct.
Who go through this as well with their
Correct.
Staff. And so that's
yeah. yes, so
better for them
yeah.
to
and
be
I
able think, to serve more people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I think they just did an adjustment to it. I thought I saw this morning when I was kind of updating myself on everything that now they've adjusted it so it doesn't have in a hotel room, it doesn't have to be all the same family. Did you see that change to that?
I didn't see
so
that.
That they made a thing that you no longer have to be all in one family to stay in a room. So
okay.
like if you're traveling with, I don't know, somebody else who's not in your family,
right.
so you might look, but
okay.
but that sure. but again, this the point being, mm-hmm. do a little research, find yeah. out before
right.
you just make an mm-hmm. assumption. Now, and then international travel, which most people right now aren't even doing international travel mm-hmm. because there's many countries that are completely shut down. Like I know England is shut down in a lot of places in Europe. My son just traveled to Honduras, and so he had to make sure he had a negative COVID test within that 72-hour period before he could fly out of the country. Mm-hmm. And then he has to have a negative coming back in. I'm not sure where he's going to get that COVID test, but he's right. The world traveler. Let him worry about that. But
he will hike his way in.
He will hike
that's
his
right.
way.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I know. So anyway, but find out. I mean, right. You don't want to just show up for your flight and go, oh, I didn't know I had to have a negative right. COVID test. I didn't know I needed to wear a mask. Right. I didn't know. And so, mm-hmm. you
good
know,
point.
I think, mm-hmm. and we also, right now, we are not at the place where you're having to show that you have been vaccinated. There are some talk about that, called a vaccine passport. It really isn't exactly a passport.
Sure.
It's more just like if you were traveling into another country, for example, you know, when this same child went to the Philippines, he had to have a number of shots to be able to go into the Philippines because of some of the things like malaria and different things
right.
there.
Mm-hmm. And that's been the case forever.
Right. Well, it has.
Yeah. For international travel.
Yes, so
it's
just
nothing new.
Be aware, research, know what the different hotels are requiring in the different states. If you're traveling with children, especially, be prepared, have snacks in the
right.
car,
mm-hmm.
Because you don't know from day to day almost what you're going to find, or week to week as mm-hmm. the situation changes. We did a Facebook Live on this exact topic 2 weeks ago, Addie and I,
yeah.
along
right.
with Tanya Stinson
right.
with
mm-hmm.
the Convention and Visitors Bureau. We did this exact topic, and that was when we were in turquoise, and then now we're in yellow, and we in 2 weeks
and things have changed
uh-huh. And so, next week they'll probably change
and
again
probably change again
right. hopefully for the better
yes
fingers crossed
but
that's right.
We know that we're heading into summer, and as mm-hmm. you mentioned, people are thinking we can
ready
travel
to get out.
Now
yeah.
they are
mm-hmm.
they're ready to go mm-hmm. see the family that they haven't seen. They're ready to get their children out and take some vacations, and they may stay within the state and they may go out of state.
Sure.
But you just, again, you need to know what's going on. Don't be afraid to ask questions at the hotel,
right,
and if you
exactly.
don't feel secure about what you're the answers you're
mm-hmm.
getting,
yes, definitely call the next mm-hmm. place. Call your chambers, call your convention center and visitor bureaus, call
mm-hmm.
their city department, you know,
mm-hmm.
even go to their state website
mm-hmm.
that, you know, our state does have an amazing website full of information that's almost overwhelming at times, but go in there and educate yourself, because getting your information from the neighbor two doors down on Facebook that might not have the right information
mm-hmm.
might keep you in fear and keep you from going out and enjoying life again.
Very true. Very true. My guest this morning from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, we were talking about travel advice for maybe getting out and doing some traveling as restrictions ease across the country, as the weather warms up, and we're talking a little bit about that. Addie Betancourt is here. She is with the Home to Suites Hotel in Farmington by Hilton. Jamie Church is here. She is the president and CEO of the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. And what about like public transportation, like air travel and things like that? Because they all have their rules and regulations, and I don't think anyone would look sideways at you if you had a face shield and a mask and wiped your seat down
exactly.
before you sat down in it these days getting on a plane, because you don't know necessarily. I think the airlines are trying to up
mm-hmm.
their cleanliness.
Mm-hmm.
I know none of us are in that industry, but
right.
There's some personal responsibility, I suppose, if
yes.
you are traveling, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I know several of the airlines, they did institute a cleaning procedure and they're for a minute. And I don't know if they're all still doing that. I know that they, you know, they were also hit very hard revenue-wise.
Sure.
And so they shifted their occupancy restrictions in the airplanes quickly as well. So I know that they're not spacing out in some of those airlines as much as they used to. And,
right.
And so, you know, and again, it comes down to a revenue game sometimes from the business side of things. And so take that control into your own hands, bring your wipes, bring your, you know, double mask, whatever makes you feel comfortable. And as funny as those big shields look, they make sense.
Right. Those face shields.
The only problem is I know me, and I'd take my coffee. I'd forget I have it on.
Well, yeah.
And I would go like this. But I can tell you, because I know some people that recently flew. And again, the requirement on the airline is you have to wear your mask the entire time, unless
right.
you're eating or drinking.
Right.
So, but
sure.
but wear your most comfortable mask. Don't wear the mask that's too tight, that pulls on your ears, that you can't breathe
has
through.
A smell you've never been able to get rid of.
Yeah. I mean, if you know you're going to be in a mask for 5 hours, and you know that ahead of time, you know your flight's 5 hours, don't, you know, just wear the mask. Now, I do think they have them there to give out if you absolutely don't have one, or if the, like, you put yours on and the strap breaks or something.
Sure, of course.
Or, but anyway, again, you know you're going to be on the flight. They are requiring masks on the flight. I've been a little surprised talking to the people I know that have flown that they're not keeping two seats between people.
No.
They're
mm-hmm.
still trying to fill the flights because, yes. like you said, they have to
make some money.
The fuel and mm-hmm. everything else it costs to fly yeah. a plane across the country.
Right.
So mm-hmm.
for a while, though, I thought some were trying to keep that middle
they
seat
did. Yeah,
free.
They,
but
they
that,
were trying. They did in the very beginning.
But that has gone away for some airlines, and,
yes.
and that you should check.
Right,
yes,
again, and airlines,
check.
Every airline is different and
right.
what they're requiring. So, you know, I think, again, the message is just find out. Don't rely on other people. Mm-hmm. Find out for yourself. And you mentioned source. Calling Chambers. And I had a person traveling into the state, and they called and wanted some referrals for hotels. And I gave out a couple different options and realized I hadn't been into one of those hotels in a number of years. Actually, I'm not sure I'd ever been into it. So I made an appointment. I went in. I got
a tour.
You're
not talking about Addie's hotel.
No, not her hotel. I'm in her hotel all the time.
I want to be clear.
No,
yes.
no. But I was trying to, as Chambers do, I like to give out referrals.
Of course, of course.
And I realized this
And you
hotel,
refer to Chamber members first, by the way. For
only
listeners.
Chamber members.
Right?
Unless we
when
don't
they,
have one.
When they call.
Yes,
yes.
I mean, but I only refer Chamber members.
There you go.
So
that,
if you're not a Chamber member, you better get in Chambers.
So. Right.
But anyway, so I went to visit this hotel. I made an appointment. I got a tour. I saw their safety practices. And they're another large property. They're mm-hmm. The Marriott. They're part of the Marriott Corporation. And so, again, when you have these larger, just like in restaurants, the chain or the franchise restaurants, Applebee's and those places, they have a whole different set of rules that they may have to follow that the locally owned restaurant might not have, maybe
right.
should, but the corporate.
They may not have the capability.
Right.
Because,
exactly.
You know, when you have that umbrella over your business of that massive corporation,
mm-hmm.
you do have there are a lot more things available to you.
Yes,
and then of course a lot more rules, but that, you know, again, that comes back to money and having a name like Hilton or Marriott behind you does give you advantages.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and that's, you know, that's also been a big struggle through this whole thing for small businesses and
right.
entrepreneurs.
But
and
I guess I would just
yeah,
say too, if I'm an Airbnb person though, nothing mm-hmm. against the chain
no,
hotels
no.
at all, but if I'm concerned, maybe I should call the Airbnb
yes.
proprietor and say,
yes.
what are your
Absolutely.
Cleaning mm-hmm. regimens
mm-hmm.
and what do you do for your guest rooms in between
right.
guests and things like
yeah,
that
right.
if I had a
yeah.
concern about it, right?
Yeah, and I actually just had a conversation with Randy from the Civic Center last week because he's looking to place some actors for a summer play. And usually they use Airbnb because of the amount of days that they stay and the amount of actors that come in. And so he said that most of the ones here in our area have all gone out of business. Yeah, he was having a very hard time finding
wow.
those. Yeah, so and I couldn't come close enough for their budget to get them in for us for the amount of weeks that they're going to be in town. But
right.
but that's something else too. If you normally stay in something like that when you travel, you do need to call and look at the area and see if they're still available,
mm-hmm.
especially
right.
in smaller locations like mm-hmm. ours.
Good point. Very good point. Well, we're almost out of time, but I know I wanted to ask both of you, because there is rumblings, I think we talk about this publicly, that the state is reviewing some of its criteria
yes.
for the red, yellow, green, turquoise criteria that they are using, of which we find ourselves now back in yellow
yes.
in San Juan County after being in turquoise. And so we're all very hopeful that perhaps the state will add some other criteria into the formula that
yes.
they come up with, maybe the amount of people that have been vaccinated in a certain area when it comes to deciding what color we should be and which impacts businesses up and down the scale
right.
of how they can operate. Now I'll stop
right.
talking and let you
No, I think you just
that.
Said it. I think when this whole, the county by county system, the color tier system that we find ourselves in now mm-hmm. was first implemented, they weren't taking into account the number of vaccines. We know New Mexico has been one of the top states,
mm-hmm.
yes,
yeah.
in getting the vaccine out. In fact, I've been sharing all sorts of vaccination clinics. I don't even think you have to get the text
know.
Or the call. You can just go
you
and make an appointment.
Yourself.
Yeah, self-schedule.
Right.
So there's plenty of vaccines. So I think what they're trying to do now is take into consideration the vaccine rate. Also, when you think about when we did these shutdowns, a lot of it was based on flattening the curve and the hospital being overloaded. Mm-hmm. I did a show last week and talked about the number in the hospital was 6. I don't know what it is today, but the hospital, the number of patients that are COVID-related is pretty low. So the hospital right. here in San Juan County is doing fine. So I mm-hmm. think they, what the state is realizing is that we can't just keep moving people and businesses every 2 weeks into a different you know, especially mm-hmm. the restaurants and places like that that have staff. I've talked about this before. Every restaurant right now is trying to hire, and not just restaurants. Mm-hmm. Everybody's
there's
trying
a lot.
To hire.
I see it all the time.
We're
that's
hiring.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The hotels are all hiring.
Everybody.
And to hire
basically,
someone and train them, get them ready to go for a week, and then all of a sudden you got
to
shut them down after
cut
a week.
Hours. Yeah. Yes. And it's that's so it's already very expensive to, you know, bring on a new employee. Mm-hmm. And so to go through all of that and then say, okay, you're ready to work on your own. And then they go, oh, never mind, we have to go.
Right.
Now we have to let you go.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think that is a huge, and it's not just in Farmington, it's not just in New Mexico, it's the entire country. The entire right. country yeah. right now is
everyone's feeling
having a very difficult time hiring enough employees.
Right.
And there are a number of reasons for that. We'll mm-hmm. get into all of them right now. But the thing we want people to think of, is just remember to be patient. If you go out to eat and there's a wait,
please.
Or your food takes longer, or your staff person seems unsure of what they're mm-hmm. doing,
yeah.
just be patient. Don't
That's
take that opportunity to put these negative reviews out there, because
please,
all
please
and these restaurant people, hotel people, insurance people, yeah. almost every chamber I know right now is hiring. I shared something on our chamber page today that all the Taco Bells, which are locally owned by the Anderson family here, and they're a very philanthropic family, they're hiring. I know Pesco's looking. I know Red Rocks Roadhouse is looking. Everybody's trying to hire right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a job.
There you go.
it's a number to choose
right
from.
Now.
Yes.
That's true. But I guess the other thing we want to just make sure everyone realizes is that we hear from very good, reliable sources that change is coming, hopefully, to this
yes.
color coding
yes.
system.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as I recall, back when this first started, it was really the whole state was under the same system. You're either open
right.
or closed, and
right.
then they went to the county by county, which we all appreciated, I think,
mm-hmm.
because
yes.
some counties were doing better than others.
Right.
And so now, again, as the vaccine is rolled out, if some counties are doing better than others, to have that into the formula hopefully
yes.
would be a good thing.
Well, and what happened, I yeah. think, here is the same thing that happened in Doña Ana County. Once people started getting their first and second vaccines, they stopped testing. So once the vaccines, and you have a very high percentage of people getting vaccinated, but they aren't going to go get tested. So that affects that positivity rate. And I know our numbers on COVID, I watch them every day. They go up, they go down. They were at 0, then they were at 19, and then they mm-hmm. were at 6 and every other place. But the testing, the amount of testing that's being done has decreased to the point that some of the larger testing facilities in the state have closed up. There's no
right.
need for them. So then it's like,
right.
well, now you're asking people to go, you know, continue to be tested, and but some of the testing centers aren't there. So I think they're just trying to look at now all the data, the vaccine rate, and just come up with a new revised system. I have no idea what it will look like. I'm hoping
right.
we'll know something next week. And I know that from all the other chambers, they are hoping for a new system as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what we're hearing. So,
yes.
and of course, when we get it, we're going to share that with
yes.
everybody and
right
be very excited about whatever the changes will be, because hopefully it'll be a little more reflective as to what's going on
yes.
in those communities, which
yes.
is what we all want.
Right,
and keeping
exactly.
people safe.
And to stop moving people from a turquoise back into a yellow and that kind of a yo-yo, plus the
yeah.
state being this sort of checkerboard of, you know, oh, I'm crossing into a yellow county, now I'm in a red county, now I'm in a turquoise county.
Yeah, yeah. And
you
again,
know,
it goes back to making travel very
yes,
difficult
yes.
because from,
right.
you know, 100 miles away, it's very different
mm-hmm.
than what it was where we were just at and everything was open. And,
right.
and now we're in a shutdown situation.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, isn't McKinley County still turquoise?
Yes, McKinley
yes,
County
so
is
straight.
90 miles away?
Yes.
So, there you go.
Yes.
All right.
That's right.
Okay. Well, on that note, thank you both for coming
thank
in this
you.
Morning.
Thank
Great
you, Scott.
Information.
Thanks.
I think as we, again, want to see friends and family and do it safely,
yes.
great advice. So I appreciate both of you coming
thank
in this
you.
Morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to see you both. Thank you.
You too.
My guests from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce here with me on KSJE. And back with more in just a moment, everyone. The time right now is 8:43. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.